Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we're back live on the air. I'm IC Drew Person. Lynn? Hello?
Okay. Can I talk?
Yes,
hey.
I can.
Well,
I'm IC Drew Person. Lynn?
Live on the air. I'm IC Drew Person. And I'm so sorry, I am Sybil McMiller.
And yes, you can talk. Okay, so if you're wondering what we're doing, this is an impromptu thing. I just called Sybil a few minutes ago and said, hey, let's do this. I edited a piece last Sunday. She kidnapped me, and she took me out for my birthday. So this is a recap of that event, and I wanted to share it with everybody, and especially Sybil, as a thank you to her for the wonderful time that she afforded me that day, which was May 24th. So we're not going to repeat things that we're about to say. Let's see. This is the first time I've been back to Blog Talk in a long time, and everything's different. Brand new switchboard. And you haven't either?
Yeah, it's been a
long time. In the description, she's the host of The Pulse. And I used to host Sunday Morning Live. I couldn't even get into that account, but that's another story for another time. Here we go. Let's listen. There's no music intro. It's just us. Here we go. You ready, Sybil?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you pray for me. I pray for you.
So today is May 24th, 2015, and Sybil McMiller, artist extraordinaire, came and picked up her internet friend she met, namely me, and kidnapped me. What did you do?
Wow. Well, I know this day was very special for a very special woman, a friend of mine, Miss IC Drew Person Lynn. And I just wanted to this day was made for IC Drew, you know. So I just wanted her to have fun today, to not worry about a thing.
It was all a surprise element.
Yes.
She didn't tell me anything. Tell me everything from the beginning.
From the beginning. So what I did was I drove over to her spot, okay, and I greeted her within her home, and there I saw her handsome husband there and her son, Jaya. I greeted them, and then we were off to my car, and she didn't even know that she had something special waiting for her inside my car on her passenger seat.
And it was beautiful. It was a balloon, and it was a basket. What was in the basket?
There was a candle, because I know she needed some relaxation time for herself. So I decided to provide her with a loofah, you know, for bathing. Also, bubble bath, you know, something that will help her relax and sleep well at night.
But not just bubble bath.
It was, what is it, Mr. Teal?
It was sleep, relaxation, something.
Yes, it was lavender.
Mm-hmm.
Lavender, sleep, relaxation by Mr. Teal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the scent of the candle is, I believe it was called Lily Poppy something.
Pear.
Pear
mm-hmm.
scent. I also provided her with a card, a pink, you know, a really girly looking card, okay? And it's it reads on top of the card, birthday girl. It's your birthday, girl. Something like that. And then when she opened the card, it sings, girls just want to have fun. Girls just want to have fun. That's what they really want. And, you know, we all love that song. That's like the national anthem or the world anthem to just girls just want to have fun. But you know what I've learned today? That song was published in 1979.
Wow.
You know, but I knew it was by Cyndi Lauper, but I didn't know it was like back in the 70s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so that was something new I've learned today. But
let me just interject. Okay. Today was my 62nd birthday, 6'2". And Sybil's birthday was earlier in May. And what number did you hit?
Woo! I hit the ripe old age of 39 on
so
May 12th.
So there's a difference here. So I'm like,
yes.
Didn't everybody know that song?
Yes, I knew that song very well, but I just thought it was like mid-80s, uh-huh. You know, not 1979.
Mm-hmm.
So she opened her gifts before we pulled off. And just keep in mind, she didn't know at this point where she was going, or, you know, she knew we were going downtown, but she didn't know exactly where.
Mm-hmm.
So we fast forward to downtown L.A. And
we pull up into this building.
Yes, we pulled up into this building. Here's Isidra. We're going to the theater group. The you know,
a big old sign.
Yeah, I know there was a huge old sign, but I'm like, you know, playing it off, like no. So anyway, so we finally get there. We finally get there, and so
40 minutes early.
Okay.
So we decided to kill time and go down to the alley.
Yes. So
what is the alley?
Oh, well, let me tell you what we had to pass before we got to the alley. We actually passed Skid Row Alley.
Which was just waking up.
Okay, trying to go to the alley.
Dear people, we are blessed and favored not to have to live like this.
Oh, look at that
this
guy.
Is
you see that?
Beautiful downtown Skid Row.
Oh, yeah. They do
I don't
that
blame
all the time,
them, but I have to take a picture of this because this reminds you that whatever you're going through right now,
mm-hmm.
it could be worse. And this is the good part. We just passed the worst part. We're trying to make it to the alley.
But the alley is actually a series of alleys throughout a section of downtown L.A. where people could buy things for a bargain.
Right.
You know, discounted items.
Right.
Such as a lot of bees. I didn't even know it was like the bee capital.
And the flower capital and the jewelry capital. But back to the story at hand.
Yes.
But when we got to the Mark Taper Forum, I saw the different posters that were up. Well, first out on the street where the Motown musical.
Oh,
said,
yeah.
When if we're going there? And she's like, I haven't even heard of that.
Where are we going, Siblo?
Well, it's still kind of a surprise.
A surprise. Okay, I think she's taking me to the gift shop. She's not telling me where we're going. So let's go see
okay. What
we're in store for.
All right. And this is when, and I want you to turn over here. Come on, come on, girl.
Turn over where? We're going to Immediate Family?
Yes.
What is that?
Oh, no, she didn't.
Immediate Family. It looks like a play, and you know I love theater.
Read it. Who's
says,
in there? Who's starring?
Immediate Family with Paul Oakley Scobar, Kamal, Shanisha, some black people.
Right.
Nikki Crawford, Nicole Bruce, James Jude Sullivan, Marilyn Jones. All these people. Cindy Williams. I know her.
Oh, you do?
No, not really.
Okay.
We know who she is.
But who directed it? Down, Down?
Oh, wow. It was directed by Felicia Rashad. I love it. Okay, look, show some of the people.
Okay, so this is where I'm taking my good friend Isidra to to Immediate Family. You know, I really wanted her to be really surprised, so she didn't know anything.
Heard of it. This
really?
Is brand new for me.
Really?
I've never ever heard of it.
Oh, get out. Okay. Well,
okay, well,
I hear it's going to be a very great
if
show.
If Felicia Rashad has something to do with it, it's going to be good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then we heard a performer.
Everybody singing.
Wow, his name is Jonas?
Jonas.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, this man was, I have to say it, the bomb.
Let's listen.
The rest of his crew showed up.
Yeah, he said, when my band comes, I'm going to sing happy birthday to you. And I'm like, oh, he's lying.
Right. You know what band? Because we thought he was the band.
16 candles.
62 candles.
In my heart will glow. Forever and ever. I love you so.
they came. Two mm-hmm. others got in on the groove, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and started singing a cappella.
Right there at the Mark Tate performance.
This was just so special, you know. It was just perfect for my friend.
That was beautiful, and it was a play that I never ever knew anything about. So I went in with an open mind, and the performances were great. It was a really interesting, thought provoking play.
Yes, one would have to have a very open mind to view this performance. It was very interesting, just like Isidra said. It has so many layers to the story. I mean, the characters within it. It was like an analysis of a family, an American family.
And nowadays, that's just how our families have become.
Yes, mm-hmm. just multi-layered, you know.
Mm-hmm. And this is not situation comedy style either. So afterwards, we don't want to give it away for others who might be going to see.
Oh, yes. Afterwards, they had a stage talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was probably like 15 to 20 minutes long. But that is where the characters come out to the stage and answer questions from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it was very interesting questions,
yeah.
you know, that were being asked. And, of course, there's always one, Isidra, and I'm going to let you tell about this story.
But I can't tell his story without telling about the play. And I want people to go in like I did
yes.
with no preconceived. I didn't even read anything
right.
after I found out we were going to see Immediate Family. Right. It is running now at the Mark Taper Forum.
I'm sorry, until June 7th, 2015.
So if you're a theater buff
yes.
and you've already seen Motown, you might as well go on and check it out. It's the cast is about 7 or 8 people.
Yes.
And it's predominantly black, but there's another character in there that spices things up a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Surely.
Got it. So after having this delicious time at the theater and then afterwards getting involved in this long discussion about social issues with Loretta Shelby, who is an actress and a journalist. She writes for EUR Web.
Oh.
And she was there, and we just had a good time hanging with her and trying to find our car in the parking lot. We get back on the road, and now we are in beautiful Redondo Beach.
Redondo Beach. And
well, I'm going to have to cut this little reunion short, because remember, Sybil, back in the day we had 30 minutes, they only give you 15. And this 15
no
minutes,
way.
Yes way.
Oh,
so,
no.
But it's okay. We were able to do this. We did this. There's still much more to the story, and I will play it, but I didn't want to just end it without being able to explain why it ends in the middle of the piece. So, Sybil, thank you for being home. Thank you for answering your phone. Thank you for coming on the air with me. Because when I went to edit, back in the day, you could go all the way up to 2 hours, but not anymore. So this,
wow.
because I'm not a monthly subscriber anymore. So we have 46 seconds. What did you think?
I think you have done an awesome job with editing. You know, it has been a while since, I think it's been like about a year since I've been since I've gone on Blog Talk Radio, and, you know, you told me that the switchboard, the virtual switchboard, has
everything's
changed
different,
everything.
And we have 20
oh,
seconds
goodness.
Left. Thank you, Sybil, for that day. It was wonderful. After this, we did go down to the Cheesecake Factory in Redondo Beach, and we were recording this from out there by the yacht. So use your imagination and check in with my Facebook page or Sybil's, and we'll have the link to the whole thing. Okay? Thank you very much
yes.
for tuning in.
Thank you.
Until
next year. Happy birthday,
Jen. Okay, it's off now. Okay, so let me figure out what to do, and then I'm going to call you back. All right?
Okay, great. Okay, all right. Take care. Bye.